和坤的知音，服务源于聆听。诸位亲爱的奉献者们，晚上好，今天是2011年2月28号星期一晚上7点钟，我们又非常幸运的请到了敬爱的 Dr. Maharaj 来给我们继续讲 Krishna Book， 就是 Krishna 的逍遥时光， Krishna 快乐的源泉这本书。我是 Gopita Devi Dasi， 等着为大家服务。OK，
好。Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Well, with today's class, we're going to continue Chapter 2, Prayers by the Demigods for Lord Krishna, and this is Part 3.
今天呢，我们这堂课就接着讲Krishna Book 的第二章，半世人向主 Krishna 的祈祷。那么这是第三部分。
So before we begin, we'll chant our invocation prayer. If you have your Krishna books, you can refer to it.
那么在开始之前呢，我们现在还是一如既往的来唱诵那一段祷文。大家如果有 Krishna book 这本书的话，我们就可以看着跟着读。
Krishna 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna 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 Rakshamam Krishna 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 Pahimam Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. O Lord Krishna, please protect me and maintain me.
亲爱的主 Krishna, 请保护我，请维系我。
O Lord Rama, descendant of King Raghu, please protect me.
亲爱的主 Rama, Raghu 王城的后裔啊，请保护我。
O Krishna, O Keshava, killer of the Keshi demon, please maintain me.
O Krishna, O Keshava, Keshimo 的屠者啊，请维系我。
So our story continues.
继续讲故事。
It is clearly stated in the Bhagavad Gita that to realize Brahman identification is not all.
佛教法规里清楚地讲到，这个至尊Brahman 的觉悟不是所有的一切。
Brahman identification may help one become joyful without material attachment.
这个 Brahman 的这种认同呢，可能能帮助一个人因为没有物质依附而感到喜乐。
Or detachment to achieve the platform of equanimity.
它可以达到完全平等的这种气觉。
But after this stage, one has to take to devotional service.
但是呢，通过这个阶段之后呢，一个人就应该去从事奉献服务。
When one takes to devotional service, he is elevated to the platform of Brahman realization.
如果去从事奉献服务的话，就达到了 Brahman 觉悟。
Then he is admitted into the spiritual kingdom for permanent residence and association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
然后呢，他就能够被提升到灵性的王国，与至尊人格守神得到他的联姻。
That is the result of devotional service.
这就是奉献服务的结果。
Those who are devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead never fall down like the impersonals.
至尊人格守神的奉献者永远也不会像不像那些非人格主义者，他们以奉献者，他永远不会堕落。
Even if devotees fall down, they remain affectionately attached to their Lord.
即便奉献者堕落了，他们仍然会很依附至尊主。
So I have a little comment. And that Srila Prabhupada said that once Krishna has taken hold of you, he'll never let go.
那么我再有一个评述，Srila Prabhupada曾经说，一旦我们回到 Krishna 身边，他就永远不会再放我们走了。
You may even try to forget Krishna, but you'll find that you can't.
我们甚至可能会想要去忘记 Krishna, 但是呢，我们会发现我们已经忘不了他了。
That is Krishna's special mercy upon us.
这就是 Krishna 对我们特别的仁慈。
We're back to the flow of our story.
返回到故事当中。
They can meet all kinds of obstacles in the path of devotional service.
在奉献服务的道路上，你们可能会遇到各种各样的困难、障碍。
And freely, without any fear, they can overcome such obstacles.
而且呢，他们会不需要有任何的恐惧，就能随意的能克服这些障碍。
Because of their surrender, they are certain that Krishna will always protect them.
就因为他们已经皈依了，所以呢 ，Krishna 肯定会保护他们。
As it is promised by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, my devotees are never vanquished.
正如 Krishna 在《国家梵歌》里面做出的承诺，他说：“我的奉献者永不毁灭。”
Our dear Lord, the demigods continued, "You have appeared in your original, unalloyed form."
我们亲爱的主啊，这半神继续说：“你已经显现在你这个原初的永恒的形象当中。”
This is the eternal form of goodness for the welfare of all living entities within this material world.
这是为了这个物质世界众生的福祉而显现这个永恒的善良形态这个形象。
Taking advantage of your appearance, all of them can now very easily understand the nature and form of the Supreme Personality. Brahmacharis, Grihasthas, Vanaprasthas,
行脚僧
and sannyasis
有托钵僧
all can take advantage of your appearance
他们都能利用你的显现
Dear Lord, devotees who are dovetailed in your service do not fall down from their high position like the impersonalists
亲爱的主啊这些奉献者如果来从事对你的奉献服务的话他们就永远不会从这种至尊的最高的地位掉下来，这是非人格主义者所无法达到的。
Being protected by you, the devotees are able to traverse over the heads of many of Maya's commanders.
那么，由于你的保护呢，奉献者能够what was the last part?
I said that they're able to traverse over the heads of many of Maya's commanders.
哦、他们能够征服，就是能够超越所谓的这些玛雅的，就是对我们的命令。玛雅的命
令。They always put stumbling blocks in the path of liberation.
玛雅总会在我们这个解脱之途上给我们立下各种各样的障碍。
Dear Lord, you appear in your eternal transcendental form for the benefit of the living entities.
亲爱的主啊，为了众生的。福祉你永恒，你显现在你永恒的形象当中。
They can then see you face to face.
这样呢，他们就能亲眼见到你，面对面的见到你。
Then they can offer you their sacrifices.
然后呢，他们就可以向你做出祭祀。
First, by ritualistic performance of the Vedas.
他们然后去从事韦达经复印的这些仪式。
Second.By mystic meditation.
哦，首先是通过韦达仪式祭祀，然后呢是通过冥，第二是通过冥想。
And third, by devotional service as recommended in the scriptures.
第三呢是通过经典推荐的奉献服务。
Dear Lord, you appear in your eternal transcendental form, full of bliss and knowledge.
亲爱的主啊，你显现在你这个永恒的超然形象当中，充满知识，充满喜悦。
This form can eradicate all kinds of speculative ignorance about your position.
这个形象能够驱除掉一个人关于对你的身份的这种就是所有的愚昧。
People will then stop speculating about you according to their respective modes of material nature.
然后呢，人们就不会再因为自己各自处在这个物质自然形态而对你的身份做出各种推敲。
The appearance of Krishna puts an end to all speculation about the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Krishna 的显现就制止了所有人对至尊人格守神的永恒形象的各种推敲。
Everyone imagines the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to his mode of material nature.
每一个人都会按照自己所处的物质自然形态而去想象至尊人格守神的形象。
In the Brahma Samhita, it is said that the Lord is the oldest person.
在婆罗诃摩赞这本书里面说，主是最老的人。
Therefore, a section of religionists imagine that God must be very old and picture him like a very old man.
所以呢，很多人就在想着这些神肯定是一个很老的人，那么他对他的图像，对他的想象就是一个老人形象。
So, Prabhupada would often say that when people hear that God is the oldest, that they imagine that he must have, you know, long white hair and a long white beard.
那么除了 Prabhupada 经常说，他说当有些人，很多人他们想的这个神应该是最老的一个人，最古老的人，所以他们就想象这个神有长长的白发，长长的白胡子。
Because they're looking at God through the lens of their material conditioning.
因为他们是根据自己所处的物质受条件限制状态来想象神的。
So, to be the oldest of all must mean that you must look old.
所以呢，对他们来说，他们就想，如果这个是最古老的人，那他看长相也应该很老。
But this is not so with Krishna.
但 Krishna 并非如此。
So Prabhupada continues, he says, but in the same Brahma Samhita, that is contradicted.
所以呢，释迦牟尼就继续说，但在同一本《摩罗诃摩赞》当中 ，Brahma Samhita 里面，这又出现了矛盾。
Although he is the oldest of all living entities, he has his eternal form as a fresh youth.
虽然说他是所有生物体当中最老的一个，但是呢，他的却有一个永恒的年轻人的形象。
The exact words used to explain this are from Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么解释这一点呢，就是这个原话就是在《圣严伯家晚餐》里面。
They are vijnanam, agyana,
vipada,
marginam.
Vipada, marginam.
Vijnana means transcendental knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Vijnanam 的意思就是对于至尊人格守神的超然知识。
Vijnanam is also experienced knowledge.
Vijnanam 呢也是一个体验过的知识的意思。
Transcendental knowledge has to be accepted by the descending process of the civil succession.
超然的知识呢必须通过使徒传系的这种下行法而得以传授。
Lord Brahma presents the knowledge of Krishna in the Brahma Samhita.
主 Brahma 他在 Brahma Samhita 婆罗诃摩赞这本书里面呈现了 Krishna 的关于 Krishna 的知识。
The Brahma Samhita is vijnanam as realized by Brahma's transcendental experience.
这 Brahma Samhita 就是 vijnanam， 就是通过主 Brahma 的超然体验以及觉悟到的知识。
He has presented the form and pastimes of Krishna in the transcendental abode.
他已经呈现了 Krishna 在他超然居所的这些形象和逍遥时光。
This knowledge is agyana vipada marginam.
这知识就叫 agyana.
Yeah, vipada marginam.
Vipada marginam.
That which can smash all kinds of speculation and ignorance.
这就能摧毁所有的这出于愚昧而造成的心智推敲。
People are imagining the form of the Lord.
人们在想象主的形象。
Sometimes he has no form, sometimes he has form.
有的时候他没有形象，有的时候又有形象。
But the presentation of Krishna in the Brahma Samhita is vijnanam, or scientific.
但是呢，在 Brahma Samhita 里面，关于 Krishna 的呈现的内容，就是 vijnanam， 也就是很科学的。
It is experienced knowledge given by Lord Brahma and accepted by Lord Chaitanya.
这是主 Brahma 所给予的已经体验过的知识而由主 Chaitanya 所接受。
There is no doubt about it.
所以对此毫无疑问。
Krishna's form.
Krishna 的形象。
Flute.
的笛子。
Color.
颜色。
Everything is reality.
一切都是现实。
Here it is said that this vijnanam is always defeating all kinds of speculative knowledge.
这里呢就说这个 vijnanam 一直能够击败所有的心智推敲的而得到的知识。
You appear as Krishna as you are.
你显现为你原本的 Krishna 的形象。
If you didn't do that,
如果你没有这样做。
Destruction of speculative knowledge and realized knowledge would be misunderstood.
那么如果你不这样做的话关于这个觉悟的知识体验已经经验的知识和这个心智推敲的这个知识他们的区分你就没法跟他们区分开来。
Men influenced by the three modes of material nature imagine their own God.
人们受到物质自然三形态的影响，他们会想象自己为自己想象一个神的形象。
And this exists in various ways, but your appearance will establish what the real form of God is.
这些呢，他们有不同的形象的样子，但是呢，你却确立了一个原初的神的本来的形象。
The greatest mistake made by the impersonalists is to think that when the incarnation of God comes, he accepts the form of matter in the mode of goodness.
对非人格主义者最大的错误呢，就在于他们认为当自身人格所存的化身来的时候，他就是接受了一个物质的躯体处，并且是处的善良形态。
Actually, the form of Krishna or Narayan is transcendental to any material idea.
事实上 Krishna 或者 Narayan 的这个形象它是完全超越于任何的物质概念。
Even the greatest impersonalist Sankaracharya has admitted this.
连最伟大的非人格主义者 Sankaracharya 也承认了这一点。
He says, Narayana Paro Vyaktat. The material creation is caused by the Avyakta.
他说这个物质创造是由 Avyakta 所造成的。
Avyakta means the impersonal manifestation of matter.
Avyakta 的意思呢，就是物质的人格展示。
But Krishna is transcendental to that material conception.
但是呢 ，Krishna 是超越于这个物质的概念。
That is expressed in Srimad Bhagavatam as sudasattva or transcendental goodness.
这个在圣典摩迦瓦坛里面就被解释为。是真的超然的纯粹的善良形态。
He does not belong to the material mode of goodness, and he is above the position of material goodness.
他是并不属于这物质的善良形态，他也超越于这物质的善良形态。
He belongs to the transcendental eternal status of bliss and knowledge.
他属于这个超然的永恒的喜乐和知识。
Dear Lord,When you appear in your different incarnations, you take different names and forms according to different situations.
亲爱的主啊，当你作为不同的化身而来的时候，你会根据不同的情况有不同的形象和名字。
Lord Krishna is your name because you are all attractive.
主 Krishna 是你的名字，因为你是具有全人吸引力的。
You are called Shyamasundar because of your transcendental beauty.
你被称为是 Shama Sunda, 那是因为你是超然的美丽。
Shama means blackish.
Shama.
Okay, go ahead. Shama means blackish.
Shama 的意思是黑色。
Yet it is said that you are more beautiful than thousands of cupids.
但呢据说你比成千上万丘比特加在一起还要美丽。
You appear in a color which is compared to the blackish cloud.
你的肤色呢被比作为黑色的云。
But because you are transcendental, your beauty is many, many times more attractive than the body of Cupid.
但是呢，因为你的躯体是超然的，所以呢，你的美丽是远远超过所谓的成千上万的丘比特加在一起。
Sometimes you are called Girihari because you lifted the hill known as Govardhan.
有的时候呢，你又被称为 Girihari， 因为你举起了这座哥瓦丹的山。
You are sometimes called Nanda Nandana because you appear as the son of Maharaj Nanda.
有的时候呢，你又被称为 Nanda Nandana， 因为你是作为 Nanda Maharaj 的儿子。
You are called Vasudev or Devaki Nandana because you appear as the son of Maharaj Nanda or Vasudev or Devaki.
那你又被称为 Vasudev 或 Devaki。
In personalists think that you are many names or forms are given according to a particular type of work and quality.
非人格主义者呢，他们会认为你是根据不同的各种的工作的这个性质而给你的得到的不同的名字和形象。
They think this because they accept you from the position of a material observer.
他们之所以这样去想，是因为他们是作为一个物质的观察者来看待你的。
Our dear Lord, your absolute nature, form, and activities cannot be understood by mental speculation.
我们亲爱的主啊，你通过心智推敲是无法理解你的超然形象、品质和活动，超然形和活动的。
One must engage himself in devotional service.
一个人必须从事奉献服务。
Only then can one understand your absolute nature and your transcendental form, name, and qualities.
只有这样，一个人才能理解你处在你超然的形象、名字和品质当中的这个超然的本性。
Only a person who has a little taste for the service of your lotus feet can understand your transcendental nature, form, and qualities.
只有当一个人对服务你的莲花足有了一点点品味，他才能够明白你超然的形象、名字和品质。
Others may go on speculating for millions of years.
别的人可能会继续推敲个成千千百万年、百万年。
But it is not possible for them to understand even a single part of your actual position.
但是呢，他们却根本无法理解你的真实的地位的一点点，一丁点。
In other words, the supremacy of Krishna cannot be understood by the non-devotees.
换言之，非奉献者是无法理解 Krishna 的至尊地位和本性的。
This is because there is a curtain of yoga maya which covers Krishna's actual features.
那是因为有 Yoga Maya 的这个帘幕把 Krishna 真实的形象或者特征给覆盖起来了。
As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya.
正如国家梵歌所确认的。
Lord says, I am not exposed to anyone and everyone.
主说我不会把自己揭示给任何的人所谓的人。
When Krishna came, he was actually present on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and everyone saw him.
当 Krishna 来临的时候，他事实上是他出现在了库卢之野战场上，那这样所有的人都能看到他。
But not everyone could understand that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
但并不是每个人都能理解他作为至尊人格守神的地位。
Still, everyone who died in his presence attained.Complete liberation from material bondage and was transferred to the spiritual world.
但是呢，每个人因为他的灵在，当他们离开躯体之后，他们就能够完全解脱，从这物质的束缚当中解脱出来，并且最终能够被提升到灵性世界。
O Lord, the impersonalists or non-devotees cannot understand that your name is identical with your form.
我的主啊，那些非人格主。非奉献者和物质主义者无法理解你的名字和形象是一样的。
Since the Lord is absolute, there is no difference between his name and his actual form.
因为主是绝对的，所以他的名字和他真实的形象是没有区别。
In the material world, there is a difference between form and name.
在物质世界，一个物质的物体，它的名字和形象它是有区别的。
The mango fruit is different from the name of the mango.
比如说芒果和芒果这个名字本身它是独立的。
One cannot taste the mango fruit simply by chanting mango, mango, mango.
如果一个人只是在那唱，在那叫芒果，芒果，芒果，他是没办法品尝到芒果的味道。
But the devotee who knows that there is no difference between the name and the form of the Lord chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.And realizes that he is always in Krishna's company.
但是呢，如果一个复印者他觉悟到 Krishna 的名字和 Krishna 的形象没有区别，并且一直在唱诵 Krishna 的名字的话，他就能觉悟到自己是一直和 Krishna 同在。
For persons who are not very advanced in absolute knowledge of the Supreme, Lord Krishna exhibits his transcendental pastimes.
对于那些对于 Krishna 的至尊的地位不是非常所知不多的人，那么 Krishna 就展示了他的超然的逍遥时光。
Such persons can simply think of the pastimes of the Lord and get full benefit.
这些人只要想着 Krishna 的超然逍遥，他们就能得到完全的益处。
There is no difference between the transcendental name and form of the Lord.
主的超然的名字和形象没有区别。
Similarly, there is no difference between the transcendental pastimes and the form of the Lord.
同样，主的超然的逍遥和他的形象也没有区别。
For those who are less intelligent, the great sage Vyasadeva wrote the Mahabharata.
那伟大的圣人 Vyasadeva 为那些智慧稍低的人所撰写了 Mahabharata.
In the Mahabharata, Krishna is present in his different activities.
在 Mahabharat 里面呢 ，Krishna 就在他不同的活动当中存在一个，他从事了不同的活动而显现。
The Mahabharat is history.
Mahabharat 是一个历史。
Simply by studying,
只要是通过学习
，hearing,
聆听
，and memorizing the transcendental activities of Krishna.
并且记住 Krishna 的超然活动。
A less intelligent can also gradually rise to the standard of pure devotees.
那些智慧稍低的人就能够逐渐的达到纯粹奉献者的这个程度。
Pure devotees are always absorbed in the thought of the transcendental lotus feet of Krishna.
超然的奉献，这些纯粹的奉献者一直都完全沉醉，专注地去服务 Krishna， 想着去服务 Krishna 的莲花组。
They are always engaged in devotional service in full Krishna consciousness.
他们总是在全然的 Krishna 知觉当中去从事奉献服务。
Such pure devotees are never to be considered to be in the material world.
我们永远也不应该认为这一期的奉献者是处在物质世界的。
So I have a comment in this regard.And that is that we have the great fortune of seeing a pure devotee amongst us.
那么对此我也有个评论，就是我们非常的幸运能够看到纯粹奉献者在我们当中。
Srila Prabhupada.
就是 Srila Prabhupada.
His every word.
他的每一个单词。
Thought.
他的每一个思想。
And deed.
他的每一个行动。
Was absorbed in pure love for Krishna.
就完全沉醉于对 Krishna 的纯粹之爱当中。
We can experience that through his writings.
我们可以通过他的写作就能体验到这一点。
Writings about him.
还有关于他的一些文献当中也能看出来。
His recorded lectures.
以及他的录下来的讲课。
His recorded bhajans.
他录下来的bhajan 唱诵。
Videos of him.
关于他的录像。
And through his devotees.
还有呢，就是通过他的奉行者。
Srila Prabhupada was always a pure devotee and not of this material world.
Srila Prabhupada 一直都是一个纯粹奉行者，他是不属于这个物质世界。
So we have a perfect example to follow.
所以呢，我们就有一个完美的榜样可以去追随。
We are very fortunate.
非常幸运。
Srila Rupa Goswami has explained that those who are engaging their body, mind, and activities in Krishna consciousness are to be considered liberated even within this body.
Srila Rupa Goswami 说，如果一个人自己的行为、心意和言语完全在从事奉献服务的话，即便他处在这个躯体当中，他已经是解脱的了。
This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita.
那这在国家梵歌已经得到了证实。
Those who are engaged in the devotional service of the Lord have already transcended the material position.
那些从事对至尊主奉献服务的人已经超越了物质的地位。
Krishna appears in order to give a chance to both the devotees and the non-devotees for realization of the ultimate goal of life.
Krishna 之所以显现呢，是为了给予那些奉献者和非奉献者同样的机会，让他们能够去实现生命的目标。
The devotees get the direct chance to see him and worship him.
奉献者会得到直接的机会去看到并且去崇拜他。
Those who are not on that platform get the chance to get introduced to his activities and thus become elevated to the same position.
那些还没有达到这个层面的人呢，就会得到这个机会，慢慢的去看到并且逐渐的提升到这个位置。
Our dear Lord, when you appear on the earth, all the demons like Kamsa and Jarasandha will be vanquished.
亲爱的主，当你来到这个地球上的时候，所有的这些恶魔像康萨、加尔桑达，他们都会被摧毁的。
Good fortune will then be ushered into the world.
然后这个世界上就会得到好运。
When you walk on the globe, your lotus feet will impress on the ground the marks of your souls, such as the flag, the trident, and the thunderbolt.
那么当你踏在这地球上的时候，你莲花足下的印记，就比如说这个旗子还有棒槌，还有雷电等等，这些印记也会印在地上。
Thus you will grace both the earth and us on the heavenly planets who shall see those marks.
这样呢，不仅仅是对地球，还有对于我们处在天堂星球的这些我们，也都赐给了我们这份幸运，能够看到这些标记。
Oh dear Lord, the demigods continued, you are unborn.
Oh, 亲爱的主啊，这半世人继续说，你是无生的，就永不出生的。
Therefore, we do not find any reason for your appearance other than for your pleasurable pastimes.
所以呢，我们发现你的这个出生唯一的目的，肯定就是来上演你超人的逍遥时光。
The reason for the appearance of the Lord is stated in the Bhagavad Gita.
佛教梵歌里面讲了至尊主显现的原因。
He descends just to give protection to the devotees and vanquish the non-devotees.
他的到来只是为了去保护奉献者，并且去摧毁非奉献者。
Actually, he descends for his pleasure meeting with the devotees, not really to vanquish the non-devotees.
事实上，他真正的来到的目的呢，是为了能够和快乐的去会见他的奉献者，而不真的是要去杀非奉献者。
The non-devotees can be vanquished simply by one kick of material nature.
这些非奉献者只要通过这个物质自然给他一脚一踢，他们就被摧毁了。
Creation, maintenance, and annihilation are being carried out by material nature automatically.
这个物质自然而然的就已经履行了创造、维系和毁灭这些功能。
But simply by taking shelter of your holy name, the devotees are sufficiently protected.
但是奉献者只要托庇你的圣灵，他们就得到了充分的保护。
This is because your holy name and your personality are non-different.
就是因为你的圣灵和你的人本人是没有区别的。
The protection of the devotees and the annihilation of the non-devotees are actually not the business of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
事实上，保护奉献者和摧毁非奉献者并不是至尊人格守神真正的活动。
When he descends,It is just for his transcendental pleasure.
当他来到的时候，他只是为了来，他超实现他超然的行乐。
There cannot be any other reason for his appearance.
他的显现不可能有任何其他的原因。
Our dear Lord, you are appearing as the best of the Yadu dynasty, and we are offering our respectful, humble obeisances unto your lotus feet.
我们亲爱的主啊，你显现在这个亚都王朝中最好的事情。我们谦卑地顶拜你的莲花指上成足。
Therefore, this appearance, excuse me, before this appearance, you also appeared as a fish incarnation.
因此，在你这次显现之前，你也曾经显现为这个鱼的化身。
As the horse incarnation.
马的化身。
As the tortoise incarnation.
龟的化身。
As the half-man, half-lion incarnation.
半狮半人的化身。
As the boar incarnation.
雄猪的化身。
The swan incarnation.
天鹅的化身。
As King Ramachandra.
作为Ramachandra 国王。
As Parasuram.
And Parasurama.
And as many other incarnations.
还有很多其他的化身。
You appear just to protect the devotees.
你显现就是来保护你的奉献者。
We request you in your present appearance to give us similar protection all over the three worlds.
我们请求你在这一次显现的时候也同样的来保护三个世界里的所有人。
And please remove all obstacles.For the peaceful execution of our lives.
并且呢，请求你能够拿走我们，让我们平和生活的这所有的其中的所有的障碍。
Dear Mother Devaki, within your womb is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appearing along with all His plenary extensions.
亲爱的 Devaki 母亲啊，在你的现在，在你的腹里，你的子宫里面就是至尊人格守神。以及他的所有的所属用途，以及扩展、延伸。
He is the original personality of Godhead appearing for our welfare.
他是原初的至尊人格守神，为了我们的福祉而显现。
Therefore, you should not be afraid of your brother, the King of Bojja.
所以呢，你不应该去害怕你的哥哥，就是 Bojja 之王。
Your son, Lord Krishna, who is the original personality of Godhead.Will appear for the protection of the pious Yadu dynasty.
你的儿子，他作为原初的至尊人格守神，将会显现来保护整个亚杜王朝。
The Lord is appearing not alone, but accompanied by His immediate plenary portion, Baladeva.
主不是独自前来的，他而是由他立即的这个扩展 Baladeva 一起伴随而来的。
Devaki was very much afraid of her brother Kamsa because he had already killed so many of her children.
那么因为他呢，因为 Kamsa 已经杀死了 Devaki 的很多的儿子，所以呢 ，Devaki 非常的害怕他。
So she was very anxious about Krishna.
所以呢，他对 Krishna 充满了焦虑。
In the Vishnu Purana, there is a relevant statement.
在 Vishnu Purana 里面有一个相关的说法。
That in order to pacify Devaki, all the demigods, along with their wives, used to visit her to encourage her not to be afraid that her son would be killed by Kamsa. So,
所有的半神人还有所有的半神人的妻子，你们应该去看这个 Devaki， 要去抚平他的悲，让他不要焦虑，怕自己的孩子被 Kamsa 所杀。
Krishna, who was within her womb.Was to appear not only to diminish the burden of the world, but specifically to protect the Yadu dynasty.
Krishna 将会显现在他的子宫里面，不仅仅是为了来杀死这个世界之外的恶魔，而且呢尤其是要来保护拉杜王城。
And certainly to protect Devaki and Vasudeva.
而且他肯定会保护 Devaki 和 Vasudeva。
It is understood that Krishna had been transferred from the mind of Vasudeva to the mind of Devaki, and from there to her womb.
我们知道 Krishna 已经通过 Vasudeva 的心意转移到了 Devaki 的心意当中，并且到他的子宫里面。
Thus, all the demigods worship Devaki, the mother of Krishna.
所以呢，所有的半世人都开始崇拜 Krishna 的母亲 Devaki。
The demigods worship the transcendental form of the Lord.
这半世人崇拜着主的超然形象。
Then all the demigods with Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva placed in front departed for their heavenly abodes.
然后呢，所谓的半世人以主希望和主 Brahma 为首，就各自回到了各自的居所。
So with that, we have now ended the second chapter.
那么讲到这里呢，第二章就结束了。
The next class we will begin chapter 3, the birth of Lord Krishna.
下节课呢，我们就会开始讲第三章，就是 Krishna 的出生，至尊之
主。That chapter is not as long as this one.
那么第三章没有第二章长。
So we have divided it into two parts.
所以呢，我们把第三章分成了两个部分。
So next class we'll begin by speaking about part one.
所以呢，这样下一堂课我们就会从第一部分开始讲。
And part one may be a bit shorter than part two.
而第一部分呢，可能比第二部分会短一点。
Because in part two, there is...quite a bit of information from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur about much that we have learned in the first and second chapters.
那么在这个第二部分里面有很多关于 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur关于就是我们前面两章里面已经讲到了很多的内容。
Actually, after we finish the second part, there is a lot of explanation about many of the points that we have touched upon, but require further illumination.
所以呢，在当我们讲完第二部分的时候，其实里面已经会解释到我们前面提到的很多的要点，但是呢，又会有更进一步的一些。
So a lot of this will be new information to you all.
所以呢，里面可能会有很多信息，对我们来说都是很新的。
A lot of details about the first.Six sons that were born of Devaki.
那里面又会有很多关于 Devaki 的生出来的前面六个孩子的一些细节。
And a lot of details about Krishna's birth.
也会有很多关于 Krishna 的出生的这些细节。
Because there sometimes is a controversy about.Where Krishna was actually born.
因为有的时候，就 Krishna 到底是在哪里出生的这一点呢，他们有很多的争论。
The Mathura Vasis are very sure that Krishna was born in Mathura.
这些 Mathura Vasis 就是 Mathura 的居民呢，他们非常确定 Krishna 是显现在 Mathura 的。
But the Braj Vasis are very sure that Krishna was born in Braj.
但是呢，这些 Brajavasi 就是 Braja 的居民，他们又非常确信 Krishna 是显现在 Braja。
They're all quite sure that he was born in Gokul.
他们又非常确信 Krishna 出生在 Gokul。
So we will give a lot of explanation on all of this.
所以呢，我们到时候会就这些呢，会做出很多的解释。
So it's quite interesting.
这是很有意思的。
I'm sure that you will enjoy hearing it.
我肯定大家会喜欢听这些内容的。
It's a lot of good material for you to give classes in the future about Krishna's birth.
那这样呢，当以后我们去讲关于 Krishna 的出生跟别人讲课的时候，我们在这里就可以收集到很多的材料。
So you have that to look forward to.
所以呢，我们可以去期待着下面两堂课。
So the wonderful thing about the Krishna book is that it's practically endless.
It's practically
endless.
关于 Krishna 的很有趣的一点呢，就是说它几乎是无穷无尽的，事实上就是无穷无
尽。It spans some 80 chapters.
因为它扩展到了80章。
So you can see at the rate we're going, it's going to take quite a long time for us to get through all of that material.
所以呢，我们就可以看到，让我们把这所有的这个材料都讲要看完的话，那是要花很多时间的。
It may take us the next 2 years.
有可能我们接下来要花我们接下来两年时间。
At the rate of one class a week.
就说按照这种一个星期一堂课这个速度，你要讲两年。
And that, of course, there are some weeks that we may not be able to give classes.
当然了，这同时可能还会出现一种情况，就是有的时候有一些时间可能我没办法讲课啊，这样子。
Due to traveling or due to special holidays or some other reason.
比如说因为旅行啊，或一些特别的节日啊，假期啊等等，是不同的原因。
But it suffice it to say that it will take a long time for us to get through all of this.
但是呢，我们就是要讲完这几本书的话，所有的内容我们可能要花很长时间。
But you know, all of these past times are so sweet.
但这所有的下的时光都是非常甜美的。
They really attract the mind.
他们非常能吸引我们的心意。
And as Prabhupada mentioned, when we were discussing just now in the second chapter, he says that the pure devotees.Are always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna's pastimes.
那Prabhupada说，我们现在刚讲的这个第二章，那奉献者的我们的心意，我们的言语是一直都沉浸在 Krishna 的逍遥时光当中。
And he also said that even if one is not on that platform, if you simply begin to hear these pastimes, then you can.Gradually be elevated to the platform of social servant.
而且他还说，一个人即便还没有达到那个层面，只要我们通过去聆听他这些超人的逍遥，这样我们就能够逐渐提升到奉献服务的层面。
Srimad Bhagavatam says, "Srimvatam swakata Krishna." That these pastimes, simply by hearing these pastimes, we can be purified.
圣莲摩尼瓦坛说，我们只要去聆听这一逍遥时光，就能得到净化。
So hearing these pastimes is so purifying.
所以去聆听这一逍遥时光是非常非常具有净化力的。
In one sense, it is so very simple to become purified. All we have to do is hear these pastimes.
从某个角度来说，你要得到净化是那么的简单，我们只要去听这一逍遥时光就可以。
And we can get double purification if we hear the pastimes and then we repeat those pastimes to others.
而且呢，如果我们聆听了这一逍遥时光，然后再把这一逍遥时光重复讲给别人听的话，我们就能得到双倍的进化。
That is our process, to hear and to chant.
这就是我们的程序，聆听，然后再唱诵。
And what happens next? First there is hearing, then there is chanting, and then there is remembering.
那么接下去呢，会怎么样呢？我们有了聆听，有了唱诵，接下去呢，就是意念。
So by proper hearing and chanting, we will be able to remember Krishna and his pastimes.
所以呢，如果我们能够恰当的去聆听和唱诵，最终我们就能够记住 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
And if we remember Krishna, we'll remember Krishna's devotees.
而且呢，我们如果记住了 Krishna, 你就能够记住 Krishna 的奉献者。
We'll remember the transcendental land of Braja.
我们能够记住这个超然的土地 Braja
and all the different aspects of that transcendental land
以及这个超然之地的所有的部分
there is so much to be absorbed in
有那么多可以让我们去完全沉醉于其中的内容
you know, once we enter that transcendental realm there areAn unlimited number of experiences that are waiting for us.
一旦我们进入到这个超然的领域，那我们就会有很多无穷无尽的超然的体验挡住着我们。
And the mind will become so absorbed, in these pastimes that we will not have any taste for the pastimes going on in this material world.
这样呢，我们的心意会如此完全的沉醉于这个超人的逍遥当中，我们对物质世界所有的这些活动，那就会失去所有的精力。
That's the amazing thing about Krishna consciousness.
这就是 Krishna 知觉最让人震撼的一点。
That the more we become attached to Krishna, the more we simultaneously become detached from the mundane world.
也就是说我们越多的去依附 Krishna 我们对这个物质世俗的物质世界就越能弃绝
Normally Maya has some traps
通常情况下这个 Maya 它会有很多的陷阱
But as we become more and more absorbed in Krishna Maya begins to release her hold
但是呢随着我们越多的去专注于 Krishna 当中，这个 Maya 就会慢慢的放手。
Or as it is said, Krishna is like the light, and where there is light, there can be no darkness.
或者说，我们可以说 Krishna 就像光，有光的地方就没有黑暗。
So the more we become absorbed in these pastimes.The more our consciousness becomes illuminated.
所以呢，我们越多的专注于它的逍遥时光，我们的知觉就越来越光明。
It becomes spiritually enlightened.
而且在灵性上，我们就越多的得到启发。
And in that environment, there is no possibility for darkness to enter.
那么在这样一个环境当中，这个黑暗是不可能进到其中的。
Just like if you have a bottle of ink.
就比如说，如果我们有一瓶墨水。
If you pour a white substance into that bottle of ink, as you're pouring the white in, and you continue to pour.Then the black will continue to come out, and you will be left with the white substance.
但是呢，如果我们就开始为这瓶黑黑的墨水里面注入白色的东西，那么越多的注入，不断的、不停的去注入这个白颜色的这个液体的话，那么这个黑色的这个墨水就会慢慢的往外溢，到了最后瓶子里面只剩下白颜色。
So the more we pour in Krishna through the holes of our ears.The more our consciousness is purified, and all dark, unwanted things are removed.
所以呢，如果我们越多的把Krishna 通过我们这个耳洞注入到我们心里，我们这些物质的污染就越做的清得以清除，心中就是到了这种充满了 Krishna。
So sometimes we think, you know, it is so difficult to overcome Maya.
有的时候我们可能会想，哎呀，要克服 Maya 真是太难了。
But if we simply hear, it's just hear, continuously, hear regularly, Krishna Katha, then we will remove all of the holes of Maya.
但是呢，如果我们就通过不断不断的去聆听 Krishna 的话题的话，我们最终就能够赶走 Maya。
So this is what we have to look forward to. The more we hear and chant.
因此呢，我们通过更越来越多的聆听和唱诵，我们就可以希望得达到这一点。
The process is very simple.
这个程序非常的简单。
It is us that makes it complicated.
是我们自己太复杂了。
So we should keep it simple.
所以呢，我们应该保持简单，单纯一点。
No need to complicate it.
没必要把它变得复杂。
No need to try to improve upon it.
也没有必要说要怎么改善它。
We simply have to follow this age-old process.
我们需要做的就是去遵守这门古老的程序。
Hear about Krishna and chant about Krishna.
聆听和唱诵关于 Krishna 的话题。
That's all we need to do.
就需要做这个就够了。
Sometimes devotees say, I have such difficulty chanting my rounds.
有的时候有会有奉献者说，哎呀，我要念圈，念完我的圈数真是难啊。
Many times devotees would tell Srila Prabhupada this.
很多时候奉献者就会告诉Prabhupada这样的情况。
But he would answer, what is the difficulty?
他就会回答说，这有什么难的？
Just chant Hare Krishna and hear.
你只要唱诵 Hare Krishna， 然后去聆听 Hare Krishna。
You may say, "No, our minds are very uncontrolled."
然后他们就会说，哎呀，我们的心也非常不受控制啊。
And we are easily distracted.
很容易分心。
But then, we should just focus on chanting one mantra at a time.
但是呢，我们就应该只是专注于一个 mantra。
Just engage your mind with that task.
就让我们的心意去完成这一个简单的使命任务。
Keep it simple.
保持简单。
Don't try to engage the mind in chanting 16 rounds.
不要试图让我们的心意一定要好好的念完整个16圈。
Just engage the mind in, chanting one mantra at a time.
就让我们的心意忙着去念诵当前的这一个 mantra.
And once we've chanted and heard that one mantra, then go to the second mantra.
然后呢，一旦我们念完、听完第一个 mantra， 那我们就又移到下一个 mantra.
Hear and chant that mantra.
去聆听和念诵那个 mantra.
Then go on to the third one.
再接下去再到第三个 mantra.
So just take one mantra at a time.
所以呢，一次就一个 mantra.
If you do this, it will greatly improve your japa.
如果我们能这样做的话，我们的 japa 就能得到巨大的改善。
So it is not difficult.
所以就不难。
If we make it simple in this way,
如果我们就让就要这样来把它变得简单的话
Again, let's keep it simple.
我们要保持简单。
Let's not make it complicated.
不要把它变得太复杂。
Because it really is simple.
因为它其实真的很简单。
And Prabhupada said, it is simple for the simple.
他会说，这个对简单的人很简单。
But it's complicated for the complicated.
但是呢，它对复杂的人来说又很复杂。
So we should keep ourselves simple.
所以呢，我们应该让自己保持简单。
Just hear about Krishna and chant about Krishna.
就是听 Krishna, 去唱 Krishna.
That's all we have to do.
就这两个事情就够了。
Not a very difficult task.
这个任务不太难吧。
So now we have passed about 1 hour. And
我们已经讲完一个小时了。
So I think we will end here.
所以呢，我想我们可以讲到就停在这儿了。
My thanks to Gopi Gita Mataji.
感谢 Gopi Gita.
She has done a nice job, as always.
还是做得不错。
And I also want to thank Shashi Gopal Charan Prabhu.
同时呢，我要感谢 Shashi Gopal Charan Prabhu.
He's always there in the background.
就一直
facilitating us.
他就一直在处在这个在帷幕后面来给我们提供条件。
Without his facilitation, we could not be doing this.
没有他为我们提供这一切，我们是做不到我们现在所做的事情。
So we're deeply indebted.
所以呢，我们深深的亏欠于他。
And without all of you listening, we would have no reason to do this.
同样的，如果没有大家来听的话，我们讲这堂课也就没有理由了。
Of course, it's always nice to hear and chant about Krishna.
当然了，去聆一直去聆听和 Krishna 的总是很好的。
I know I certainly get benefit by doing it.
我知道我这样做，我肯定是受益了。
But the fact that so many of you are out there listening, is very encouraging to us.
但是呢，就因为你们大家都在那儿聆听，那就让我们深受鼓舞。
I personally feel that connection.
我本人已经感受到了我跟大家的连接。
So I'm feeling very much connected to you, and I hope that you are also feeling that same connection with me.
所以呢，因为我已经感受了对你们所有人的连接，那我希望你们对我也有同样的连接的感觉。
So, thank you all for listening.
所以感谢大家的聆听。
And I look forward to speaking to you next class.
期待着下一节课再跟大家讲。
Chapter 3, The Birth of Lord Krishna.
我们会讲第三章，就 Krishna 的出生。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Well, sorry? Okay.Okay. Well, I like to send them all back the same things.
刚刚沙西哥说，你他不说你们献上了那么多的鲜花，那么多的心，那么多的顶拜，然后马拉吉他说他要把这所有的也回给你们。
But I'd like to send them back many times more.
但是呢，他要回给大家的要比你们超过很多倍。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 谢谢聆听，非常感谢大家的这么热情的参与，特别感谢 Gita 给我们带来的那么精彩、那么甜蜜的讲课。今天的播音就到此结束了，欢迎大家下周在同样的时间收听这个课程。还有就是明天早上星期二会有那个跑步的讲课吧。如果没有什么意外的话，我们明天早上7点钟继续开软传，给我们讲佛教环境。 Okay, Hare Krishna.